Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
This January, Danny's taking Family Secrets on the road. To get your tickets, visit DannyShapiro.com.
Hey all, it's Danny here. I've been hard at work getting season 3 ready for you. That's going to launch on Thursday, February 6th. Not too much longer to wait. In the meantime, it's been amazing to see so many Family Secrets pouring in through the special line we set up to record your stories. 1-888-SECRET-0. Do keep it up. We love listening. But today, I thought I'd share with you some of what I'm continuing to hear and see as I travel the country for my book and for this podcast. You guys, it's epidemic. I truly believe we're living in the era of the end of the secret. And so many of those secrets that are coming to light are family secrets. I see you when I'm doing an event from the stage. I notice your faces in the crowd. You, the young woman with the direct gaze who radiates intensity, you're almost always someone who has just discovered a big DNA surprise. A late discovery adoptee, someone who was donor conceived, whatever it is, the intensity, the aliveness, the hunger is unmistakable. You, the couple holding hands tightly, who look frightened, confused, sometimes upset. You believed you were doing the right thing all these years, not telling your children the truth of their genetic identity. But now you're realizing that it isn't possible to keep that secret anymore, at least not for certain. So now what do you do? There are men who have just discovered kids they didn't know they had. Women who put up a child for adoption when they were teenagers and never told a soul. Adult adoptees finding their birth mothers, sometimes with just a few keystrokes. So many family secrets. Each year, the number just increases. A lot of that is due to DNA testing and how popular it's become. A lot of it is due to the internet and how connected we all are. Lies and secrets become harder and harder to keep. The Me Too movement has eradicated another kind of secret. A cultural shift toward connection, community, gathering, truth-telling. The beginning of an understanding that the shame that thrums like a drumbeat under all these secrets is just a story we're telling ourselves. Here's what I'm seeing. Sometimes it's hard to tell the truth, and sometimes it's hard to hear it. But it is always better for us. It may not feel that way, not at first, not always. But in all of my conversations for Family Secrets, at the end, I ask my guests if they wished they hadn't discovered what they had. And not one of them has said yes, that they wished they had remained in the dark. Because when we know what's been hidden in the shadows, it's like the lights blink on. We understand more about ourselves and where we come from, what built us, what makes us who we are. There's tremendous liberation in that. There's freedom, there's beauty, there's grace, which is why I keep having these conversations and why I love connecting with all of you. Next week, we'll be back with more of your family secrets. And remember that on February 6th, our third season will drop. I can't wait to share these extraordinary guests and their journeys with you.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.